Club football today.
Kim, joining us once again on the Voice of America from Johannesburg is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Good evening, Sonny.
David, let's kick off with African club football. The decisive second leg matches in both the CAF Champions League and CAF Confederation Cup semifinals will be played this coming weekend. Let's take a look back, David, at the first leg matches, beginning with the Champions League.
The Champions League semifinals first leg results in Setif in northeast Algeria. It was Entente Setif of Algeria 2, TP Mazembe of the Democratic Republic of Congo 1. And another Congolese side in action in Kinshasa, it was Vita Club of DR Congo 2, CS Sfaxien of Tunisia 1. So both matches, Sonny, ending in 2-1 home victories, and that just adds to the intrigue ahead of the second legs on the coming weekend. I tipped TP Mazembe and CS Sfaxien to reach the final, and I guess looking at those first leg results, I am on track for a double. Unfortunately, Sonny, I didn't get down to the bookmakers to place any money on my hunches, but there we are. The Setif match was a rarity in that we saw it live here in South Africa, and I was privileged to see a magnificent goal from a player called Ziyaya, Abdul Malik Ziyaya. It came in the 89th minute, and it was worthy of winning not only a Champions League CAF semi-final, but in fact even a World Cup. It was that good. An absolute thunderbolt from the edge of the penalty area. He turned the defender, and as another defender moved in, he was just too quick for him and unleashed. I wish, Sonny, we had a clock on it. It must have been well over 100 kilometers an hour. But it gave the veteran Mazembe goalkeeper, Robert Kidiaba, he's the man that likes to bounce on his bum around the penalty area when he needs to celebrate goals. Well, he had his dreadlocks, and I think they were sticking up straight by the time that ball whizzed past him into the net. In fact, if he had got in the way of it, he could have done some serious damage to himself. It all turned pear-shaped in the end for Mazembe, because they, in fact, took the lead 7 minutes into the second half when Arusi conceded an own goal. He was trying to cut off a cross from Kalaba and put the ball past his own goalkeeper. But the Algerians hit back quickly, Yunus equalizing after 55 minutes. And then Ziyaya after 89 minutes, a contender for the goal of the 2014 CAF Champions League. The other match in Kinshasa, Vita Club, who've done really well. They had a tough series of matches just to get to the group stage. They had to beat Kano Pillars of Nigeria, they had to beat Dynamos of Zimbabwe, and they had to beat Kaiser Chiefs of South Africa. And that was just to make it to the last eight. And well done to Vita. Whatever happens in the return match, they've done extremely well. Mubele in the first half and Nzinga early in the second half gave them a two-goal advantage over CS Sfaxien of Tunisia. But with 69 minutes gone, Maloul scored what yet could be a crucial away goal for the Tunisians. So the return match is, Sonny, coming up on Saturday and Sunday, September 27 and 28. Mazembe and Sfaxien with home advantage. And under the away goal rule, if Mazembe and Sfaxien can each win 1-0, they will qualify for the final on the away goal rule. And also a reminder that if Mazembe and Sfaxien qualify, it will be a repeat of the 2013 CAF Confederation Cup final, in which Sfaxien beat Mazembe 3-2 on aggregate.
And speaking of the Confederation Cup, David, how about a look back at the first leg semifinals in that competition?
Right, Sonny. In Garoua in Cameroon, it was Cotton Spore of Cameroon 0, Al Ahly of Egypt 1. And in Abidjan in the Ivory Coast, it was Sewe Sport of Cote d'Ivoire 1, AC Leopards of Congo Brazzaville 0. Now, Al Ahly went into their semi-final in poor form by their standards. They'd only won one of their previous five Confederation Cup matches. So it was a really good result for them. They've twice previously gone to Garoua. That's a city in the northwest of Cameroon. It's a cotton-producing area. And on each occasion, they drew. And I think if you'd said to the Egyptians before the match, will you settle for a draw, they would have grabbed it with both hands and said, thank you very much indeed. However, they went one better, Sonny. The diminutive midfielder, Walid Solomon, scored scored after 72 minutes to cap a really good performance. He almost scored in the very first minute of the game and had several other opportunities before he snatched a winner. And that really put Al Ahly of Egypt, the Cairo Red Devils, in the driving seat. A home draw in Cairo this weekend will see Al Ahly into the final. Now, Al Ahly, as regular listeners to the Voice of America know, are the record CAF title winners, 18 in all. 8 in the Champions League, 6 in the Super Cup, and 4 in the African Cup Winners' Cup. An absolutely staggering, highly successful record. But the one thing neither Ahly nor any other Egyptian club has managed is to win the Confederation Cup. The Confederation Cup was born in 2004 when CAF decided to cease the Cup Winners' Cup and the CAF Cup competitions. So a lot to play for, Sammy. A place in history for Al Ahly. The other semi-final, Sewe, continued their good recent form. They looked down and out after 4 rounds of the group stage. But then they had a very good away win over Etoile Sahel of Tunisia. They then hammered Nkana in Cote d'Ivoire to sneak into the semi-finals. And now Kouame, after 56 minutes, gave them a 1-0 victory over AC Leopards, who in 2012 won the CAF Confederation Cup. A disappointing result, really, for the Leopards, because in their previous 2 games, they had scored 4 goals in each. So I think at the very least, they would have hoped for some goals away from home. And it would have been so much better for them if they'd lost 2-1 rather than 1-0. So, Sonny, really a contrasting situation going into those second legs. Al Ahly looked well-placed to reach the final. A reminder, they just need a draw. While the Sewe Leopards game looks very delicately balanced. And those second legs will be on September 27 and 28.
David, top officials from the Confederation of African Football, CAF, recently met in Ethiopia's capital at the new African Union building. Among the decisions made, a ban for an Algerian club. VOA! Tell our VOA football fans about that.
That's right, Sonny. More punishment for Jeunesse Sportive Kabylie. They're the Algerian team that the Cameroonian footballer Albert Ebosse played for. Just a reminder to our listeners to the sunny side of sport that Ebosse was killed when he was hit by a flying piece of slate after Kabylie had lost a home league match. Now, the Algerian authorities took almost immediate action. What they've done is they've told Kabylie, all your home matches for the rest of the season will have to be played at a neutral ground and they must be played behind closed doors. In other words, no spectators will be allowed. And now, out of Addis Ababa, Sonny, comes the news that CAF have also stepped in, and they've hit Kabylie with a 2-year ban. Now, Kabylie were runners-up in the Algerian title race last season, and they were entitled to play in the 2015 CAF Champions League. And, of course, that will no longer be possible. And Kabylie are one of the most successful teams in Africa. We haven't heard much about them in recent years because they haven't made it to the Confederation Cup or the Champions League. But they have, in fact, won the Champions League twice. They've won the African Cup Winners' Cup once. And quite an achievement, they won the old CAF Cup 3 years in a row. But they're out of action then in 2015 and 2016. As far as CAF are concerned, so they can only play again in Africa in 2017.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Hello, this is Haile Gebrselassie. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sport on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Ethiopian great Haile Gebrselassie says he's looking forward to competing in the BUPA Great South 10-mile run in Portsmouth, England on October 25th. 41-year-old Haile says his training has been going well after minor knee surgery a few months ago. The Ethiopian star has been competing on the international circuit for 23 years. Haile says he'll always keep running, even if he stops competing at the very top level. Meanwhile, one of Haile Gebrselassie's Ethiopian countrymen was victorious at a marathon in Australia, as we hear now from our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
Gedo Burka clocked 2 hours 11 minutes and 18 seconds to lead Seboka Tole in a 1-2 Ethiopian triumph, while Kenyan Benjamin Kipto was third at the Blackmore Sydney Marathon in Australia on Sunday. Ethiopian Biru Kayit Eshetu won the women's race in 2 hours 29 minutes and 42 seconds, with Kenyan Jane Kipto placed second. Meanwhile, Kenyan Willie Kibor completed the course in 2 hours 10 minutes and 45 seconds to lead Henry Chirchir and Josphat Kamze in a 1-2-3 Kenyan medal podium sweep at the Sanlam Cape Town Marathon in South Africa on Saturday. Meseret Biru clocked 2 hours and 31 minutes to lead Gotietom Teshema in a 1-2 Ethiopian win, while Kenyan Beatrice Jepkemboi was third. Elsewhere, Kenyan John Mwangangi won the dam-to-dam 10-mile race in 45 minutes and 45 seconds in Amsterdam, Netherlands on Saturday. Eritrean Nguse Amlosom was second, and Ethiopian Kinde Atelow third. Kenyan Linet Masai won the women's race in 53 minutes and 8 seconds ahead of Ethiopian Olympic marathon champion Tiki Galana. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Thanks, Mark. And you can hear Mark Ouma's sports reports Monday through Friday on the Voice of America's Daybreak Africa radio show. And for those keeping score, I first met Mark Ouma at the 1998 World Cup football tournament in France.